Hey, howdy and happy day, the Trumpster. He's the luckiest man on the planet. Wow, look at this ear. That's a bad thing to look at, I get it. That's a large shot of an ear. But look, just think when you look at it, that just a little bit more and boom, his head would have exploded, he'd be dead. Wow, this shooter, how on earth can you get within a few hundred feet of a former president of the United States of America giving a speech? Is this incompetence? Is it set up? I mean, there's all kinds of stories. There'll be thousands of stories and millions of opinions. And I get it. And of course, I'm adding to that, but I'm smarter than most. So listen up here we go. I got things. First, I want to talk about gun control. Have you heard anybody say, let's have gun control? Think back to when a Democrat talks. Every time a gun is shot, boomity boom, before they even count the bodies, Democrats are saying, gun control, we need gun control. No one here has mentioned anything about gun control. These are the same hypocrites that are now saying, oh, I hope you get well and we can't tolerate this kind of stuff. But they haven't talked about guns or gun control because they always do. What if somebody had shot at a Democrat senator, a sitting president? Guess what? Gun control would have been out of everybody's mouths before a body hit the ground. Wah! That sounds awful, but isn't that the truth? So dig into that. Why is that? What's happening with that? What's up with that? I don't know, but let's go back to the shooter. I don't know much about him. 20 years old, he looks like he's 10. And there's photos of him sitting up on this building with a firearm and a rifle. And nobody stopped him. They stopped him after the fact. But wow, Trump was so close to death. And then you have some Democrats who have said, I'm sorry that he missed. That's not nice, but at least they're not hypocrites because they're, you know, voicing what they feel. Whereas you have all these other hypocrites, which is okay, I guess. They're, you know, they've got love stuff now, right? Be interested to see where this plays, what happens now. Are we having a love fest? I mean, I can't imagine. I mean, we're going to tone things down. Biden, I do give him credit, or his camp at least, that, you know, they took all of the negative ads off of the air as fast as they could because, you know, their opponent had suffered, you know, an assassination attempt. Many left-wing news outlets are still calling it a maybe assassination, right? They're using all kinds of different wordage, whereas the proper places are saying it's assassination. And then you have people on attempt, rather. And then you have people on the left who are saying, I think this is staged. Really? Back to that ear picture that was up there a second ago. Oh, maybe it is still. Have a look. Really? I mean, Then I go back to the Secret Service. I'm not understanding a lot of this. I mean, once, you know, he was shot, they covered him, but they didn't really. I mean, I really like what he did. I mean, talk about grit. I mean, his fist is up in the air and all of that, the cha-cha. But you shouldn't have been able to see him. We could see him. What if there's a second shooter? His head was still exposed. Secret Service. It's no secret that you're supposed to protect the president. He should have been covered. Nobody should have had any visuals on him at all after that happened. And now, you've got the Republican convention that's coming up. Starts today. Today's Monday. And that'll be really interesting how that plays out as well. Trump said he had a humdinger of a speech, and now he's got to change it to kind of reflect or talk about with regards to this Pennsylvania fiasco. You know, the left, they should be responsible for this. They need to be. They've been talking about Trump for so long with lies. And look at even that debate. All the people on the left, Biden particularly, said everything Trump said was a lie. That's not true. It's just not true. I mean, where's your fact checking? Some things about the border and other things that he said. It's true. So they do this hate thing. I mean, Biden said recently that there should be a target on him. Tough talk, right? And that's an influence thing. You know, I mean, all of a sudden you got some wacko with a gun. And now they're saying, hey, this kid joined the Republican Party, but he gave a donation to the Democrat Party, $15. Whatever. There's so many things to say, and we can go around and around. All I can say is thank goodness that he's alive. And thank goodness that kid missed. Why did he miss? I mean, he moved his head, saved his life. I mean, and
I feel so bad, as all of us do. I'm pausing because I think we should all be silent about the people who did lose their lives. The one hero, the former fireman who saved his family and was shot and killed. So there's a lot of fires, shots fired. And when I first heard it, I thought, geez, you know, it doesn't sound like very much. It sounded like a pellet gun. But, you know, Trump was mic'd up. So I suppose you heard a little bit of it. Blah, blah, blah. We could talk about that all day. Let me end this. Not quite ended, but kind of close to ending it, because with politics, they're always talking about electric cars these days, and then the good guys are saying electric cars are dumb. 1899, here's a guy that created a horseless carriage so he could keep up with the times, and he named it Horsey Horseless. Okay, it's a defining feature. It was a large fake horse head at the front of the car. This was during the transition from horse-drawn buggies to cars, so the designer thought it would help riders feel better about change. And he also recommended that you could store gasoline in the horse's head. You know what, that's ill-conceived, I would say. But electric cars and people will be horsing around at the convention, so it'd be kind of neat, and I thought I'd share that with you too, because it's got nothing to do with nothing, but it's profound. Hey, y'all come back, and let's all pray for Donald Trump with regard to his recovery. I mean, apparently he was golfing the next morning, shot Saturday, golfing Sunday, and many people have also said that's not true. I don't know if it is or isn't, but somebody high up in the Republican Party sent this to me, so we're going to go with that. If nothing else, it's funny, and it shows the determination of this man. He's unstoppable, and Tucker Carlson said long ago, the only thing left for the left is to kill him, because they can't stop him. Also today, I should say, I said already we're just about finished, but we're not. One more thing. Just this morning it was announced that is having documents or whatever from the White House. That case has now been withdrawn because the fella that brought it on, it was illegal for him and the cha-cha. So that's gone. Why? Oh, I know. Everyone believes now that Trump will win in November. So now he can't charge Biden. I think that probably would have been on his list of to-do things. Biden took a bunch of stuff from the White House too, and he didn't get charged. I'm going to charge him. You can't now because, of course, Trump's case has been thrown out. That's all I got, y'all. Come back. See ya.